door to her room when she heard noises coming from Taylor's side. DJ flicked on the light to see Taylor, the seductive witch, and Seth, the warlock, minus his pants, going at it on Taylor's bed. Disgusting! Totally disgusting! DJ groaned and turned off the light. She started to leave, then stopped herself in the doorway. No way! This was her room! This stupid pair was not going to drive her out. "Excuse me," she said loudly, turning on the light again. "But this is my room, and I am not going anywhere." Then she marched into the bathroom and turned on the light in there as well. She left the door wide open and continued to talk loudly. "Some people need to respect other people's space. There are rules in this house, and whether you like it or..." Then she heard the door slam and went out to see that Taylor and Seth had evacuated. "Good riddance," she said as she locked the door. But when she looked over at Taylor's rumpled bed, she noticed a clear vodka bottle on the bedside table. On closer inspection, she saw that it was nearly empty. Had Taylor and Seth consumed that much alcohol? If so, wouldn't they be feeling sick by now? She dumped what was left down the sink and just shook her head. Taylor was asking for trouble. Serious trouble. Not that there was much that DJ could do about it. Well, besides pray for her messed up roommate. Not that it seemed to have done Taylor much good yet. Perhaps that was where faith came in, although DJ doubted she had that kind of faith. Naturally, DJ did not feel the least bit sleepy now. For one thing, she was enraged at her foolish roommate. But besides that, she felt angry at Connor. What right did he have to say that to her? She knew she hadn't imagined it. It just made her mad to think of how he was jerking her heart around again. And why was he doing this? Why did he have to go and say that to her? Despite herself, DJ felt a tiny bit sorry for Haley now. Did she have any idea how Connor felt? And if she did find out, would she blame DJ for this? Would she think that DJ had set out to win Connor back? Did DJ even want Connor back? Oh, what was wrong with people anyway? DJ took her time turning off the alarm clock the following morning, but Taylor didn't even flinch. So DJ went over to make sure the girl was still breathing. "Sounded like you were worshipping the porcelain throne last night," she said loudly. Taylor groaned and rolled over. "Time to get up, roomie." Now DJ pulled back Taylor's comforter, grabbing her by the arm in an attempt to drag the wasted girl from her bed.